Hey, yo, it's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Welcome to Midwest Super Pixel Pros. I'm Dale, alongside Paul.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Alongside producer Katie, who, hey, there she is. Yo. How was Katie today?
Good.
Been a couple episodes, episode or two since we had you on. I guess, you know, every other week it makes it seem a little longer than usual.
Was I on last time?
I don't think so. I think we had my brother on two weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. My cat. Oh, I thought that was a good day. That was 2 weeks ago.
Fun times with a cat.
Yeah, an anesthetic cat is hilarious.
Yes, you sent some funny photos. Cat's randomly passing out everywhere.
Yeah, she fell asleep on the floor, the sink. Yeah, she fell asleep in the sink. Lots of stuff. She had her teeth cleaned and they put her under and then, you know, waking up from anesthesia. Apparently, yeah, it was funny. I had to be with her.
I've had to pick up a buddy before after, while still on some anesthetics, after getting his wisdom teeth pulled. He swears to God I'm still giving him grief all these years later that he smoked a cigarette up his nose. They're like, make sure, whatever you do, make sure he doesn't smoke. Make sure he doesn't smoke. As soon as we start driving, breaks out his pack of cigarettes. I'm like, Matt, didn't you hear what she said? She said, no, watch. I'm like, oh boy, zero recollection of it. Yes, oh gosh, good times. That is exactly what we will not be doing on today's show, Midwest Super Pixel Pros. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at iSight Drone Services.
What can drones do for you or your company? iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience, construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at iSightDrones.com. What can iSight Drone Services do for you?
All right, big shout out to our friends at iSight Drone Services. Many thanks again for everyone having us part of your Friday. You can normally tune in live every other Friday at 2 p.m. on gfbestsource.com. We welcome you to interact with us in the live chat and in the social media channels for GFBS on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter. We want to see what you have to say about today's games and what you got going on this week, this weekend. So much fun stuff to talk about on today's show. One opening news item here I thought I'd bring up on the social media waves last weekend. Did you hear, video game circles? Paul, this is more of a recurring topic on our news items on a lot of the movie, our big screens and TV streams, you know, from time to time, you know, a longtime actor or director or behind the scenes person passes away. We kind of give a quick little tribute, some memories. Now video games are finally starting to come of age where a lot of the originators from the first era of video games, like in the 70s, was really that first big era where they really took off, are starting to pass away now. And so we kind of had one major passing from the Japanese side of things, and I saw a lot of tributes going on social media for the passing of one Akira Toriyama. Does that name ring a bell?
Is he the Dragon Ball Z guy?
Yeah, the Dragon Ball Z artist. Yeah, I don't know if you guys may have seen this going on. Your social medias may have seen some artwork saying rest in peace. But Goku, he's done, Dragon Ball Z, ton of big artwork. Picked one of the main artists for that. Still doing work to it to this day. He has some programs and games he did work on that are still set to be released over the next year or so.
Yeah, he revolutionized anime because I actually did a... I don't know if you call it a thesis or something on this when I was in college, but in the art community, if you look at Japanese artwork back before him, everything was circular, like Astro Boy, you know, like kind of like the Mega Man look and everything. He's the one that brought it into the sharp edges. So, you know, like Goku has like the really sharp jaw and, you know,
like the pointy hair,
the sharp muscles, all that stuff before him. All the artwork was all circular. Like, everybody had circle heads. They had round arms.
A lot more simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then besides the artwork for Goku and Dragon Ball Z, GT, all the spinoffs, he also in the gaming circles he did a ton of artwork for. It was first known here in America as Dragon Warrior, but later got its Japanese name now, Dragon Quest. A lot of the, not the initial games, but I want to say like Super Nintendo or PS1 era and up for Dragon Quest. He's done a lot of the artwork for those games. And then Chrono Trigger also, another game he did. He was just renowned for doing just...
Oh, he did Chrono Trigger?
Yeah, Chrono Trigger.
Can you turn up my headphones a little bit?
Yep. We'll do...
there we go.
Big time artwork for... a lot of just praise for his artwork. Sad to see him pass away. He was only 68, but he passed away from an acute subdural hematoma. So just very, very unfortunate. I know his family's asking for privacy and all that. They aren't really going into details, but yeah. So yeah, just yeah. Rest in peace to one Akira Toriyama. But
I mean, that guy had a huge legacy. I mean,
I love.
I think Dragon Ball Z had a longer running than The Simpsons.
Well, I know they've had a bunch of different series over the years. When you combine all those, I want to say, I think it's been going since like the early to mid 80s. I could be a little off. I'm not like a Dragon Ball expert.
I know it's been going.
At least in Japan, anyways.
I know it's been going over 30 years, I'm pretty sure.
And, you know, the Dragon Quest games, I think he's been doing work on those since like the mid 90s, I want
to
say.
But I mean, to have a series go for 30 seasons basically is what you can think of.
I watched Dragon Ball Z one summer. I absolutely loved it watching with my brother. But after that, I was like, it was like, seemed like 50 episodes, and it was great. But after it wrapped up, it was so drawn out. It felt like I'm like, all right, I don't think I'll watch another Dragon Ball series again. It was great, but I don't know if I can go on this long of a journey of a storyline again.
Yeah, and I mean, if you cut out the previously on Dragon Ball Z and next on Dragon Ball Z, you can pretty much cut that timeline in
half, and almost
eighth.
Yeah. Oh
or,
gosh.
No, what would be?
A third or so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but yes, yes. Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. So we're going to shift gears into our first game for the day here. We're kind of doing racing games. This is something old, something new. This is a new collection of a set of 16-bit racing games. When they were first released on the Super Nintendo, they were called Top Gear, Top Gear 2, and Top Gear 3000. Though nowadays, Top Gear is associated for a British reality car driving show, so they don't have the rights to the Top Gear name anymore, so the games are going by their Japanese name, Top Racer. So this is Top Racer Collection, collects all these Super Nintendo racing games, and yeah, we're... Paul, Katie, you got a chance to test run a race or two before, and I think we played this once on the show, the actual Super Nintendo cartridge. I believe Derek brought it on like about a year or so ago.
Like I was telling you before the show, Top Gear 2, I put hundreds of hours into that game when I was probably, I don't know, what would have been, 12 maybe? What year did you know what year it came out?
Top Gear... The original Top Gear, I believe, was 1991 or 92. Top Gear 2, I want to say, was like 93.
Okay, yeah, so I would have been, you know, 13 years old at the time. And yeah, I mean, I put hours into that game. But there's something that I wanted to bring up really quickly because it has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about. But I found it very interesting because we had that EyeSight Drone Services ad, and they were talking about wind turbines. Apparently, there's a thing out now called turbine foot.
That's the first I've heard of.
A farmer actually won a lawsuit. The vibrations from it made all of his horse's hooves curve in.
What?
Yeah, so the vibrations that they give off in the land, it made all the horses or cows or whatever, their hooves all started to curl, and the guy actually won a lawsuit.
Gosh,
that is crazy.
That is a lawsuit out of left circle. They probably had no foresight into at all. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guy's looking at wondering what the hell's wrong with his horses or cows or whatever it is, and it's because of the vibration from the windmills that are around him. That's just bizarre.
He won't be content with his with the hooves being this way. He wants his money.
I wonder what other effects they have then too. You know what I mean? To the worms, and because worms, I don't know if people know this, but worms are like one of the most important things. Yeah. To the entire environment.
I guess even the spider web effect, you know, if you get rid of worms, then this other big, you know, environmental
Worms create soil and all this stuff. If you actually were to see all the worms that were in the ground, if you were in space, you could see like all of the continents just from the amount of worms that are in the soil.
I need to catch up on my National Geographic documentaries.
Not the Dune worms, like the little worms that, you know, the night crawlers that you see.
So in this episode, continuing on this episode of National Geographic Pros. Oh, gosh.
I just thought it was interesting.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. I need to do my research. I need to get up to speed. Katie, are there any open slots at the geography classes there at the UND?
No, I'm just having major flashbacks to when I was, like, young and we'd get a hard rainfall and then they all come out and go on the streets. Like, what makes them do that? Because I haven't seen that for years, you know, how they just randomly come out on the streets.
Yeah, after a rain, the
happened,
morning
like,
after.
Once, like, every 2 years, it seems like it happened, just randomly.
Oh, worms?
Yeah.
I get these little brown ones in my backyard that are just disgusting, and then they, like, turn into, like, little cinnamon rolls they look like when they die.
Centipedes?
No, they're not centipedes.
Roly-polies.
No, they're, like, worms. I don't know what they're called, though, but they're just tiny. But then when they die, they curl up, and they look like a little cinnamon roll, and they get, really, like, really hard. It's gross. And they get hundreds or thousands of them in my backyard.
And the mysteries of life.
Yeah.
So with that said, you guys anyway. Ready to race?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm ready whenever you are, Katie. We'll get this, give us some game volume here, and we will rock and or roll.
They don't taste like cinnamon rolls, by the way.
Okay. Paul. All right. So we will do a little, I think this one, we did Top Racer 2. We got selected out of the three games available. All right, so I got to do this guy here, assign, and
get. How many do you have?
All right, so here's a controller. I think this is only split screen. If you two want to play, I will do some commentary.
You can go into Matt. Yeah. This is number two.
Yep, Top Racer 2. I'll leave it if you want to pick manual, Paul.
If I remembered how to play manual, I know that that's the way that you'd want to play.
So I think you just press left or right there.
Which one did I do?
I think you got auto selected.
Yeah, I'm just going to do auto. I mean, I'm not going to try to remember.
I don't care. Track.
You guys ever drive stick
30
shift?
Years ago.
Then left or right to pick a track? Or
I don't care. I think you have control. Yeah, Paul can choose.
Yeah, I can drive a stick shift.
Oh, yeah, that was my my second vehicle was a stick shift I had for about a dozen years. That was fun times.
Really?
If you have the one awesome benefit for stick shift is if your starter ever goes out, you don't need to get it replaced. But it would suck to start your car every single time. But I didn't need to get a tow to the mechanic when the starter went out.
I was wondering if I could change the weather.
Oh, yeah. Can you go over and select it? It must be random. Hit A or B, maybe. I think it just starts into it.
Oh, yeah.
It must be a random weather.
Ooh.
But yeah, it gives you money.
We got money.
Katie, you want to upgrade your ride?
Oh, yeah.
So I think you just move the cursor over and then press A on I'm guessing the more money, the better it is.
It doesn't really do anything.
Oh, can you? You know, we're doing this a little earlier, and I think if you move it down on the. It could be on the bottom left one, press A on it, or...
Maybe you just select it, and then we just hit B.
Maybe you got to press A on the engine, and then go over and press the one you want.
Oh, how'd you do that? I think now you're on tires. How'd
Paul,
you do that?
Can you move the cursor over to the far left, then press A on engine?
Yeah, that doesn't do anything.
And then press A on the engine you want to buy.
Yeah, no, that's not working.
I don't know what it is. Oh,
or if you
back to engine. Oh, no, let's let you do it.
No, because she got to the tires too.
Yeah.
I don't know what button you push to do.
Oh,
that.
Paul, if you just highlight tires, you press up and down.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, I can't press, highlight anything.
Press B.
Or am I number two?
No, you're on the top.
You're on top.
Yeah, I can't do anything now.
Oh, yeah, that's probably because you already selected. Well, to keep it fair, Katie won't upgrade anything. Hit A.
Yeah. See, you got more nitros and everything.
Uh-uh.
Well, she's going to totally smoke me now. There's no way.
Paul's got an excuse.
Oh, because you clicked. Oh,
I think Katie only upgraded one thing. There you go. You guys did a test run. Remember how the controls?
Yeah, she upgraded hers to like a V12, and I'm rocking a four-cylinder.
Am I in the top or bottom?
Bottom.
Why am I not going?
Remember, hold right trigger to go.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe hold A button to go? Or B button?
Ooh.
Oh, I wonder if you got a... do customize control for the second player as well.
Yep, you have to.
No.
She's just rocking nitro right now.
I haven't even gone yet.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Why don't you back out? We will woo, redo this.
Let yes, me. Redo.
All right, one sec, Paul. Oh wait, keep that original there. Let's toggle over to
control. Oh, there we go.
Controls. All right. So, edit. We'll get Katie to right trigger accelerate A button. All right. All right, we're good.
Okay.
All right. And if you hit B to back out, there you go. Yeah, some nice features there. You can do it to round out the graphics, give an old school CRT, like old school standard definition setting. So.
Well, it still didn't let me.
Oh, there you go. Okay. If you just want to skip all this, press B. You guys will be the same.
Well, no, I want to know how she switched it because she got the tigers and everything.
Paul, if you press left. Over there, press A or press down on there. There you go.
Oh, just okay.
Click the down button.
Yeah. Yeah, you could customize your armor, a better armor, because here in Top Racer 2, they actually added an armor rating to your car. So if you.
Okay, well, how do you select it?
That's a good question.
Because she's doing it. How are you selecting it? What button are you pushing?
You can only select certain stuff.
What button are you using to buy the tire?
I already screwed up.
Oh.
A.
The A wasn't working for me.
Oh, okay. There.
Okay, I'm
Katie's fully tricked out, ready to rock.
I don't know.
Yeah, A wasn't working for me.
You think that would be common sense. You know, A button to buy. Yeah, but you know, these are ports of Super Nintendo games, so who knows?
Yeah.
But here we go. Top Racer 2, now with actual operative controls.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was cool. I was playing this earlier this week after downloading it. So, yeah, this is Top Racer Collection. It's out on all systems and on PC via Steam.
Move it, Luigi.
Collects Top Gear 1, 2, 3, and a spin-off, a remake called Top Racer Crossroads, which mixes in sprites from the game. The spiritual successor of Horizon Chase Turbo, we played on the show before, sprites of the cars in that game into Top Racer 1. But here we got Paul on the top, Katie on the bottom. Looks like Paul is working his way through the pack. First place already. Katie's kind of midfield there, 10th out of 20, already 8th.
Oh!
These fast speeds of 150 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour. Paul just did a nasty little flip as he navigates his way through this tunnel as his cell phone reception went kapooey. How do you guys like those little pop-ups of the dialogue of your characters?
Give me that money.
Yeah, that's right. You could buy money, power-ups on the road, extra nitro boosts, and the scaling this is doing of the road as you go by. Now, the visual effects on the Mode 7 graphics of the Super Nintendo, it really capitalized on. It kind of gives it that OutRun feel, as you can see the road scale as you go by it there. I don't know. How's that? Is that giving you a nice little perception of depth of field there as you see farther down the racetrack as the hills and all that go along?
I'm just trying to stay in the lines.
Yes, if you may, people viewers may have noticed, Katie, I think you experienced this too in the test run race. If you just tap any of the borders on the side, like those light posts or signs, or tap the bumper of a car in front of you, your vehicle will take a nasty tumble, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll slow you down a lot. Yeah, the objective is definitely do not give a little tap to the competition. Though it'll actually give them probably an unintentional speed boost, as Paul, I think.
Oh, wait. That's right.
A is your turbo, yeah. Turbo down the straightaway. Dale's semi-pro tip. And it's Yeah, your car is quick. Nice quick recovery, though. Your car does like a 360 flip in the air and right side up, back at it in no time.
Oops.
Woohoo!
But yeah, Top Gear 2, this adds some unique improvements over the first. That car radar, your car health, if you take more damage, your car will actually not be able to go its fastest speed. You'll actually won't, Paul, like you were mentioning earlier, you won't be able to redline anymore. And eventually, if you take so much damage, your car can retire out, but that takes a lot of wrecks to get that bad. And then this actually has pit stops also, so your car will actually be able to pit. It'll say when you run low on fuel, if you still got more laps remaining, it'll say hit left or right, and you actually have to go and stop. Like Katie actually said fuel low, but I think you should be able to make it to the end of the race. You can only really pit at the beginning of a lap. So there's some longer races when you get later on in the campaign mode, like 5 or 6 laps, where that pitting will come into play.
Yeah, I knew I was
going to. See here, Katie doing not too bad. Second place, Paul in first. Top two, cream of the crop, yo. Paul, first place.
Are you coming?
Yeah.
Katie is in second, but a distant second. This is like a Max Verstappen victory.
I think I'd win the next race. My eyes hurt.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. I would. 10 points, and you got cash for your winnings there.
Oh.
Good job. All right. So if you press A, you keep plugging along. You guys want to do one more race here, and then maybe try...
Sure.
All right, maybe change track, different track.
I want a night track.
Night track. Does it tell you? It says time. If you
weather left. Clear. Okay, there we go.
Rain. There you go, 11 p.m. to the left there, a couple.
Hold on. Rain, fog, snow, clear.
Yeah, the weather effects. I did a race in the rain earlier, and it was very... you actually get to put slick tires on, like F1. Put on your slicks, your intermediates, your super slicks if it's super rainy. Did you get a night track?
Oh, I didn't realize I could look at the time, too. Oh. I guess we're in the morning.
Morning, yo!
Can I can't go back, can I?
I think you just press start and exit out of it.
Yeah, you hit B and it just keeps going.
If you hit start, it should take you to the race track select.
See, I can't.
See, how did you do that?
It gives you, it teases you with all this money.
No, she's actually able to.
Katie, are you able to buy new tires by pressing like Y or X?
It only lets me like buy the ones on the left.
Oh, so Paul, I guess you got to buy the one that's on the tires that are on the left. Highlight, yeah, that one.
Oh.
There you go. Now you see your money ticking down. And then maybe go down and you could buy your wet tires or your gearbox or your armor. Maybe you could buy the 3,000 one but not the 5,000 one for whatever reason. There you go. You got that. I don't know. Maybe you got a...
How much is...
Okay. Buy all the second, the penultimate of each armor or upgrade. There you go. Yeah, all kinds of armor. So, hey, that'll make it so you can take some more wrecks before... Vehicle degradation comes into effect.
B and then you're good?
Yep, B to back out when you're good. Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Paul's eyes...
I figured it out.
Paul's eyes are glistening.
I spent more money, so my stuff's better.
That's right.
Katie's... No, you didn't, because I figured it out.
Midwest Super Pixel Pros. We are pros at game...
You're going to crash more.
Game menu management.
You have to upgrade them.
Duh.
No, that's why you have to go from left to right.
Oh, you got to do one at a time, the weakest upgrade to the most expensive upgrade?
Yep.
Well, Katie still has an upgrade.
I don't get it, but okay.
No, see?
I don't need to know.
See, you said that you have to buy the one on the left.
Okay.
So I got that one. Now I can buy the next best engine. And now I can buy the biggest engine.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, go big or go home.
Go big.
Yeah, so
this race's mantra.
I might as well just get everything, huh? Jack this baby up.
Jeez.
Paul is going for everything.
Dang right. I already got all the front.
Paul's a pro at menus.
And I got my black car. All right.
All right. B button. Here we go. As our good buddy Mario would say. Paul and Katie, round two.
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
Racing in Spain. You got the Spain Capitol building there in the background, chilling out. I love the soundtrack for this game. That's one thing I haven't touched on yet. The soundtrack the viewers at home can listen to. We kind of got some sound in our headphones here today, a little more than usual. I tinkered with a few settings, but the soundtrack for this game is amazing. And same composer that worked on this game worked on the spiritual successor, Horizon Chase Turbo, which is available on all systems. And the sequel just came out on Switch a few months ago, actually. Love Horizon Chase Turbo. The soundtrack for this game and in Horizon Chase Turbo are some of my favorite racing games' original scores. So here we go. A little ways into the first of 3 laps here in Spain. Paul, 10th place. His upgrades, 5th, 4th place. His upgrades are only doing... Oh, he wrecked.
Katie.
And there's Katie ahead in third place with significantly less upgrades installed, showing true skill is where the path to winning lies. And she is in third place with two laps remaining. Paul's driver is saying, let's go. Getting a feel for the controls there, the steering sensitivity.
I have a trick now.
Are you finding some of your Mario Kart practice coming into play in this racer, Katie?
Yep.
For how you go into the turns and going to the braking?
Oh, yes. Where's Paul? What the? Where are you in first place?
Paul snuck by in first place. Katie falling to sixth as we are in lap two as they navigate through another treacherous tunnel. As we got like a morning fog apparent here in Spain. Katie worked her way back up
apparently,
to third.
The rain isn't an actual thing in this one.
I think you picked a morning clear sky track.
Oh.
Because I did a race in the rain, and you could actually see the rain. Gosh, if you could find an evening track in the rain, I think that would be fantastic. Nice one to close this one off on. Lap three, final lap. Katie's in third. Hey, still on the podium. Can't go wrong with the podium. Paul just casted a nitro boost. Katie's all out of her nitro boosts, I believe. I believe both racers are out of nitro. Paul just colliding into the side, but with that quick recovery. Will Katie manage to sneak into second before the end of this lap? But yeah, Top Racer Collection on all systems. I believe it's like $20, maybe $25.
Are you coming?
Yep. There we go.
Third place. Heck yeah. Podiums for both racers. Both competitors.
I'm closer.
There you go. That's what counts. You got some upgrades and you qualified.
Yeah.
You guys want to try and do a night race in the rain? I think that'd be a good one to end this one on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. So... Paul, I don't know if you have to go to track select again there from this, or I think it takes you right to the track select. Or there you go, change track. Yeah, they completely redid the menus for this. So look at the weather and time. There's got to be like a rain. We got snow, actually. Yeah. Snow, fog. Clear. Right, there's rain, a couple over. Rain at 2:15. Is there rain at night?
Find rain at night.
Snow, clear. Rain at 6:30. There we go. I think that's as close we're going to get. In Ireland. Hey, there you go. It's just St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
I thought I remembered in this game, though, that you eventually get to tracks where it goes through the parts of the day. So maybe that's in...
The campaign mode, probably. The career mode.
The track will eventually go from rain to...
Oh, like, and the weather will actually progress throughout the race.
Yes.
Okay. Heck yeah. All right. I think you both have to hit A or B to start her up here. And if you want to go through the upgrades or just press B to get right to the race.
No, I want to go fast.
Paul, upgrade. So, Katie, I think what Paul's mentioning earlier, if you press A on the one in the top right, then you can press A on the one in the bottom right, then A, like, clockwise.
Oops.
I don't even... Oh.
Menu management.
I think I'm getting it.
Who knew upgrading your car would be such an adventure? At least in that quick race, they start you off with full cash. You don't have to start off with a basic car. But Top Racer 3000 in this pack here, it actually takes place in the universe. You actually race on the moon and on other planets. They really shift things up a bit. Top Gear or Top Racer 1 is just the United States. Top Racer 2 is the world, global racing. As you can see, we're racing in Ireland here. How did you guys like these first few races there, the super fast, up-tempo gameplay? We're talking a little bit before the show, Paul. Kind of shades of F-Zero, but in cars instead of hovercraft?
Yep.
Yeah. So what?
Except F-Zero is kind of more of a top-down view.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. There's a little bit, maybe kind of in between.
Yeah.
All right, if you hit B, Katie, you'll be good.
Done. Enough upgrades.
Probably doesn't even matter in versus mode.
Not really.
Hey, there's some rain. Yeah.
Rain.
Be ready to slip in some lightning. Very, very frightening. Four laps here in Ireland in the rain. It's lights out and away we go. Burn Rubber. My best F1 impression there. Cannot do that guy right. Do not have that charming British accent. All right. Paul, fifth place. Katie in fourth, starting with the lead of the two. In the slick roads of Ireland as Katie hit a road sign, spun out by Paul as both fall to the middle of the pack. Paul's saying, move over. Katie's saying, get out of my way, loser, with her speech bubbles. Some lightning flashes here in the street, mean streets of Ireland. Are you guys feeling the roads get slick up here? A little less grip on the with your tires?
No, I got the best tires on earth.
Did you make sure to equip your slick tires?
I got my special tires.
Kick it, says Paul. Three laps remaining. Katie's in 13th. Paul's in second. Katie's begging for a stabbing? Oh, the chair stabbed. Katie working her way through the midfield here, up to 10th place. Paul's creeping up on the first place here. Katie took a little spin in the air, saying crash and burn. Paul's on lap. Paul and Katie are on both lap 2 of 4. I say it looks like Paul has about a fifth of a lap lead on Katie. Two laps remaining for Paul. Katie's moving her way into 10th place. Blazing speeds of 225 miles an hour. Holy moly. Looks like Paul's got two turbos left. So does Katie. Turbo management, a big key to success here in Top Racer / Top Gear. I like to use them down those long straightaways. Paul, what's your key to keeping this first place over the competition here?
Don't suck.
Don't suck. Katie, what's going to be your key to success in this last lap of a half to get into the podium?
You just got to remember to lay off the accelerator every now and then.
Yeah, I hit the brake at the corner.
I know some of the racing games we've played on the show in the past year, some will vary either, you know, and this next game we'll be playing the back half of the show, break into turns and do a nice drift. But in this one, it seems not really much drifting, maybe ease what I was doing when I was testing earlier this week. I was easing off the gas into the brakes, letting go and tapping to go, letting go and tapping to go to ease my way through the turns. Is that what is working well for you, Paul?
Yep. Can't talk winning.
Love the soundtrack. Again, look up YouTube mixes of the soundtrack for Top Gear or Top Racer 1, 2, or 3000, or more importantly, Horizon Chase Turbo, amazing soundtracks. If I'm just in the mood to do some work for some background jams, those are in my rotation. Paul, first place. Katie.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm getting
it.
I think I'm right behind you.
Yeah, you are.
Katie is...
in my mirror. Right. Oh, geez.
Fuel low.
Oh.
Katie accidentally selected the struggle bus. No, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. No, hey, that's how it goes sometimes. That's how Perfect. It goes.
Now I can go back up. Sure went down.
Oh, gosh. So there you go. That's Top Racer Collection. And then as you can see here, I will just back this out to the main menu. It's pretty cool because, yeah, you have... This is Top Racer 2 or Top Gear or Top Racer, interchangeable. Top Racer 1, 2, 3000 in the universe. That's a really cool one. Crossroads, that's the remix where it's just Top Racer 1, both like hacked sprites of cars from the Horizon Chase Turbo games. But yeah, nothing but love for Top Racer Collection. It's out on pretty much everything, just released this past week. Definitely check it out. So there you go. What do you guys think? Top Racer Collection.
Love it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. A plus for me. I had so much fun doing a bunch of test runs of it earlier this week. There he goes, my boy.
The game, and that game is super fun in campaign mode because we just got the engine upgrades and everything. But you go through each track, you win money
because you pretty much start with a bare bones car. You don't get all the cash to start off with in the campaign, right?
Yep. You got to decide if you're going to upgrade your engine or your tires, and then by the end of it, and like I said, in campaign mode, pretty sure the tracks aren't just like that. Like you go through you know,
progressively tougher and tougher.
Yeah,
easy into it.
And you know, the track will go from daylight to, you know, nighttime into raining.
Gosh, yeah.
Or maybe that's 3,000. I don't know. I mean, it could be.
Well, 3,000, you're in space.
Yeah, maybe I just don't remember being in space.
But yeah, so much cool stuff there. Top Racer Collection. Check it out. Available on all the current systems: Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, PC. It's cool, you know, playing these games at home instead of, you know, having to, as much as love going out to the racetrack, it's nice to chill, play racing games at home, just like not having to deal with the elements of real golf at our friends at Albatross Indoor Golf.
Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in around golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around.
All right, we are back, and now it's time. Katie, I believe we have an image here queued up here. It's time for our discussion segment of the show, and this is, you know, on past shows, it's been a while since we really talked a lot about it, but for like our first year, it was a big talking point of the show.
Ready?
Yeah, go for it. Here we go. Got an image. Boom. There we go. That's the PlayStation virtual reality headset. Virtual reality has been a huge talking point on the show. We did a couple of VR specials in our first year of the show that were a lot of fun, a lot of a big piece of tech. I think some of our most technically ambitious shows. Yeah. For Midwest Super Pixel Pros, I'm still surprised we pulled it off without any glitches.
Yeah.
But there's been some big VR news here. So some actually down news in the video game virtual reality world here. So what I got pictured in the background is the PlayStation 5, the VR 2 headset. It's the second virtual reality headset for the PlayStation. The first virtual reality headset was released on the PlayStation 4. Did actually really good numbers for Sony. I've known a lot of people that had it. A lot of people had really good thoughts about PlayStation 4 virtual reality gaming. I played one at a friend's several years ago. I was impressed with how it was and the performance for it and some of the key games on it. A lot of exclusives from Sony and other companies. But the PSVR 2 headset has been out for just over a year. It released in February of 2023. And Sony just did some announcements, actually, about how it hasn't been going that well. They announced that there's a new story from Bloomberg on slow, disappointing headset sales for this new VR 2 headset from Sony. With Sony, according to Bloomberg, they are stopping production after debuting in the market just over a year ago. And Bloomberg cited research from IDC, which tracks deliveries to retailers rather than consumer sales. And it said that Sony had a surplus of assembled headsets throughout its supply chain, which is why they are stopping production of making more, because they just have too many. They aren't moving. And people are thinking this is because it's launching at a high retail price, almost double of what the original PlayStation VR headset is. It launched at a price of $550. PS5 on its own is just $500. So, yeah, if you want to, like, oh, I want to get a Sony VR headset. I don't have a PlayStation. PS5 plus a headset, that's over a grand. You're looking at a computer price right there. So, Sony claimed they sold about just over 500,000 of these in the first 6 weeks. And then IDC estimated the sales were really about two-thirds of that, and then progressively lower and lower as the year went along in 2023. But Paul, I know you, Paul, Katie, we've played the Vive here in the studio before, but has your eyes been paying much attention to the Sony VR side of things, or have you been just kind of peeking in, looking up clips, or how the Sony side of the VR world has been?
Well, I haven't paid any attention to the Sony because I don't have a PlayStation. It seems like Sony is like Apple. Everything is exclusive to them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the new Vive Pro headset that you can get, the XR Elite, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's lightweight. You know, you can use it cordless or you can hook it up to your PC. It's got a better design to it, and, you know, it runs through Steam. So,
yeah, it seems like that one and the Vive and the, you know, it was originally known as the Oculus Quest, but now it's the Meta Quest because Facebook bought them out. Yay. But I know the Meta Quest 3 is actually sounding like, you know, the Meta Quest 2 did really good sales-wise. It's currently, I got a little on our notes. It's currently the most popular PC VR device, Oculus Quest 2, but Meta Quest 3 is quickly gaining on it.
Yeah, well, I think the Meta Quest 2, and it's, I think it's only like $250.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper. Meta Quest 3, I think, is only like $350 or $400.
Yeah, and you don't even need a dedicated computer, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're completely cordless now.
Yeah.
VR headset 2, there's only one cord. The PlayStation 4 VR headset was a bunch of cords. It was a little bit of a mess. The new one, just one cord. It's a lot less to deal with, but still have a cord to deal with.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating in a way. I mean, because the Vive that I have, you know, it was the Pro Edition, I think, or maybe the one before it. It was like the second one that came out, I think. If not the first. And it's still retailing for like $1,200. But you can get the brand new one for like $1,300. And this one is...
May as well get like, the new one, yeah.
This one's like 5-6 years old, maybe even more than that. And it's like, why don't they drop the price on it? And it sucks that, you know, you have to run the cord to a huge PC with a giant graphics card and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, the thing still rocks, you know, but...
So, but what it comes down
to... But it's just a clunky, massive thing.
But that new XR one that looks way more slimmer, and you said cordless?
Yeah, it's like wearing swimming goggles.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Katie, your thoughts on the virtual reality world, what you've been impressed with. I know you've played the VR headset here on the show before and in the studio. Have you had a chance to dabble with the other ones at friends or colleagues over the last year or so, like the Meta Quest headset or the Apple's, their Vision Pro? I know you're a bit of an Apple fan. Has that been on your radar at all?
I don't have any friends that have that VR stuff other than here. So I think it's cool, though.
Look, the Meta Quest, I almost bought a Meta Quest 2. I was very, very close. I put an order in because I remember they were raising the price of it before. It was like still a year before the Meta Quest 3 came out, and the demand was so high for them that I think this was like right at the tail end of the pandemic. You know, people were stuck at home playing games, and so they were going to raise the price of it. They announced it a week ahead of time, and I was like, oh, I should buy one before the price hike goes into effect. And I placed the order, but then I was like, no, Dale, think about it for a day or two. Don't impulse buy. This is still a few $100.
Well, and one of the things that is really annoying about the one that I have and why it's so out to date and why I don't understand why it's still so much money is that you have to have the sensors mounted to the wall.
Can you press... Oh, sorry, guys. Can you press up on the D-pad there just so the controller doesn't auto turn off? Yeah, just up. Oh, yeah, it's a quick flip. Gotcha. Perfect. Sorry.
So, because I'm pretty sure with, like, the Meta Quest, like, my... cousins' kids were at Christmas, they brought theirs with, and they're just in the living room playing. Well, the one that I have, you have to have the sensors mounted to the wall, so it has to program the room that you're in.
Way more sensitive.
And so you have to like be in a specific area, and it all has to, like, and then you your computer has to be attached to it, too, so you got to be able to have an Ethernet cable, blah, blah, blah. So you have to have, like, yeah, a dedicated VR room to run this one, where these new ones, it looks like you can just slap it on anywhere you want.
Just walk around freely with it, with, you know.
As long as you've got a Wi-Fi connection, I think you're good.
Gosh, yeah. Yeah, the technology is improving so fast. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the big thing, you know, let's talk about the games a little bit. For the PS4 had a ton of exclusives, and I know another reason why people are disappointed that the new PlayStation headset is kind of already up to an early struggles here is because, you know, PS4 to PS5, backwards compatibility with PS4 games on PS5. But for VR headset games, the PS4 VR headset games will not work with the new VR headset 2. So a lot of people were very, very irked at that. If people want to get those older games to work on the new PlayStation 5 headset, they actually got to release it as its own new standalone game, like saying VR new, 2024 edition or whatever, and pay for it, top dollar for it again, like it's its own separate game. So,
and you think PlayStation is going to discount these and try to roll them out before they expire?
gosh, you know, usually Sony waits 2-3 years before they do a notable price reduction. So not anytime soon. But especially
and in 2-3 years, those ones are going to be
outdated.
Outdated, yeah.
And you know, the big thing too is the games. PlayStation 4 virtual reality headset had a lot of exclusive games. A lot of them were kind of like mini games stuff, but they actually had some notable beefy single player virtual reality games that I heard a lot of good stuff about. There's like a like this gang heist game where you're like kind of like on rails, like bank robber. I believe it was called, I want to say it was just called The Heist. I could be off a little bit.
I'm pretty sure Resident Evil was only available on PlayStation.
And for VR headset 2 on PS5, like the only notable Sony exclusives, they only released two so far, right? Or three, excuse me. Right at the launch, they did a Horizon Call of the Mountains. And that actually got some pretty decent buzz. That was a launch game. And they did an update for Gran Turismo 7 to give it a VR mode so you could race in VR. And actually, I heard that was actually pretty solid, too. And then other than that, they just did one other shooter called Firewall Ultra. But then there's been nothing, only three games from Sony. You expect a little bit more support within a little over a year. And then otherwise, like third-party non-Sony games, PlayStation is the exclusive place to play Resident Evil 4 and Resident Evil 8 in VR. So you can't play it in. Palmer, you said you were looking for one of the Resident Evil games in VR mode. I was like, well, they got to have it on 5. And then I did a search, and sure enough, only supported on PlayStation.
Yep.
So a little bit of a buzzkill. Lastly, I got a little graphic. I should have plugged it in here, but it's just a couple of quick numbers. This is from this past January, just 2 months ago. So Steam hardware survey tracking what are the most popular headsets on Steam right now. And I kind of already referenced this a little bit, but Oculus Quest 2 or Meta Quest 2, a.k.a. 40.6% of Steam users who are playing their games on VR headsets are using the Oculus or Meta Quest 2. Meta Quest 3 quickly rising up 14.1%. But at that time, it was only out on the market for like 3 or 4 months. I think it just released this past October. The Valve Index is 15%. And then other, I guess that would be your Vive and a few other ones, they're at 30.3%. So,
well, yeah, I mean, the problem with the Vive, like I said, it's $1,300 just for the the VR headset. I mean, that doesn't come with a computer or, you know, a gaming console or anything like that. It's just, it is what it is.
And then the main takeaway stat I have here is too. It seems like VR is kind of catching on a little bit, but it still has a long way to go. Of all the Steam users with VR headsets, what would you guess how many people on Steam gaming have VR headsets, percentage-wise?
People on Steam?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe 18.
Katie, want to wager a guess?
I don't get it.
How many people gaming on Steam, like the percentage of people I got...
In the world?
Yeah, in the world, would you say have VR headsets, percentage-wise?
23%. My age.
2.2%.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and that's, they say the Steam daily active users are 25 daily active users on Steam, 25 million users, and only 2.2% of them are using VR headsets.
You know, something I'd like to point out, too, that with the Vive one that I was talking about, that's like $1,300, that I think maybe makes it unique to these other ones, is you don't need the hands. Can sense your just normal hands.
Oh, actual motion.
Yeah.
So like the Kinect.
Yeah, so you don't actually need to be holding on to a controller. I mean, unless you're, you know, using it as like a gun or something, but...
Be optional.
But yeah, it'll just like, you know, see your hands.
And then I guess...
And it'll track your eye movement too. So if, you know, you don't have to be like a robot and turn like this, like it'll actually track your... what are those
called? Eyesight motion.
Yeah.
Where you're looking.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll show people that are in VR with you where your eyes are going too.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a trip.
Man, the technology just keeps evolving so, so fast and crazy. Favorite game you guys played on VR so far?
Tennis.
First person tennis for Katie. Or that kayak game, remember you're huge on.
I was just going to say that.
Mirage, I think.
When Monty tried it. That's amazing.
That was a classic moment. Paul?
So I haven't really played a lot of games on there. I mean, I played Beat Saber. I did the kayak thing. I more enjoy it for like going into like the big screens and like, so you're like in a...
Like the social channels.
You're in a theater, you know, watching a movie. I think that that's really cool.
Throwing tomatoes at people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The popcorn. Bring it on.
Down in front.
Yes.
But it takes you just out of, you know, like the kayaking one, obviously, that can be relaxing and stuff too. But doing like the big screens, even though you like somebody could be just in a tiny little efficiency apartment, they can put on their headset and all they're in this giant movie theater. That's I think
people
that's pretty cool.
Put on a movie or a TV show or whatever from their own video library.
And then they can talk to the person next to them if they want, or they can mute them.
Well, especially, you know, say you know, you got a family member or friend, you know, on the other side of the country, you know, a better way to keep in touch than, you know, just phone calls and chat or texting, you know, hey, let's watch a movie in big screen mode or chuck tomatoes at each other.
There's a documentary on Netflix of a couple that got married in virtual reality. Oh, yeah.
I think I remember posting a link to that, how they met and all that. Yep. And yeah, I think we covered it on big screens, I want to say, a while back.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that is so cool.
But, no, it's not. It's creepy.
What? No, they met their one and only. I've heard of people playing on Xbox Live or PlayStation Online gaming, and they ended up, you know, they ended up getting married because they formed a connection. I don't think it's that common, but... if that's how it happened, hey, big ups on them.
I guess.
Yeah. You know.
What? Are you looking it up or what?
Yep.
What, you found out what it's called, Katie? The documentary?
I don't know. I just searched up a couple that got married in VR, and the video was the first thing that came up.
Gosh, I'm sure. I think it's a free YouTube documentary, I want to say, right? Maybe an hour long or something like that.
It was on Netflix.
Or Netflix. Yeah, that's probably how I saw it. Gosh. But if I find it, I'll put a link to it in the show notes here. But we need to move along here. So that's our little VR update, state of VR. Maybe I'll upgrade to VR again one of these days. But I've had my eyes on the Meta Quest 3. I think that would be the one I'd be leaning to get because that one has the most support with the most games available and more... I'd probably want more single player games instead of just the quick little mini games. So I'm sure those would be fine. Like that playing that one kayak one in the studio was a lot of fun. I'd probably want more of like the more single player adventure experiences.
The Google Glasses, that's what's going to be a trip.
Oh yeah, Google Glasses are already a thing, but that keeps evolving over the years too. Yeah, but gosh, we need to move along. Katie, you have an update for us here? Oh, I thought I thought you had an update.
Oh, on the couple?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't.
What? They're already divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, no. But, no, a couple of noteworthy new releases hitting since our last show and until our next show. A couple of them were right on that borderline since our last show, so I just thought I would just refresh. Dragon's Dogma 2, much anticipated kind of medieval-type fantasy adventure from Capcom. If you're into the Monster Hunter game, sounds like this will be up your alley, more of a medieval fantasy theme. Rise of the Ronin. Reviews are just hitting for this one from Sony. This is like from the people that made the Ninja Gaiden games, Team Ninja, PlayStation 5 exclusive. Paul, maybe up your alley. Open world samurai RPG, but with really intense combat. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah. So I was watching a video review of it earlier today. I'll have to show you some clips.
Like Dynasty Quest?
Dynasty Quest. Oh, Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, is that what? Yeah.
Yep. Dynasty Warriors, but more, not as quick hack and slash, a little bit more strategy involved.
And not killing 3 billion people all at once.
Yeah, just maybe 3 at a time instead of 3 billion at a time. But next up, Princess Peach Showtime. You know, of all the Mario games over the years, I think we've only had 3 or 4 solo Luigi games, the Luigi's Mansion games, maybe 1 or 2 others. This is Princess Peach's only second ever solo game where you play only as Princess Peach. There was one. Katie, you're a DS fan. Did you play her DS game?
No. Her DS? No, never did.
Yeah, she had a game on the DS, and this is her second game ever. Yeah, I guess you get a bunch of costumes for Peach and can upgrade her abilities, like make her a ninja and make her a wizard, cast spells, all kinds of things like that. It's been getting pretty decent reviews so far. Yeah, it's out on Switch, launching today. Next up, South Park Snow Day, a South Park game. This isn't like the last couple South Park games that were more like actual turn-based RPGs that were actually pretty fun. They had the fun, ironic names. You remember the last couple South Park game titles, Paul?
No.
The Fractured... But whole, all separate words, not as it sounds. And then the Stick of Truth, those are super fun. This is more of just a straight up action game, from what I've gathered. That's out on all pretty much current systems. And finally, this last game is a pretty interesting kind of on the road trip car story narrative based game called Open Roads on all consoles. That launches in a few days. So those are my noteworthy new releases. And with that, you guys ready to hit some virtual roads on our side here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. I am ready when you are, Katie. We're going to be playing Hot Wheels Unleashed on the Xbox Series X. Oh, gosh. We had a chance to give this a little bit of a test run here before the show. So, going to boot it up, give us some game volume here. Yeah. So, yeah, this came out towards the end of 2021. And actually, it's actually, as you saw the message there, it's on Game Pass until the end of the month. So, all of you who have Game Pass, you can play it as part of that. I actually have the disc for this. But, a sequel just released for this last, October or so. But I finally got around to putting some time into this. I've been wanting to play this on the show for a while. Katie and Paul got to see it or try it out for just a little bit before the show. Real, real easy to pick up and play. Nice, user-friendly, accessible controls. Mm-hmm. So we will just do some multiplayer races here. So, and I got this, way after it came out, the, deluxe edition with all the DLC. So that made it so you could just have all the DLC content. There's actually Street Fighter-themed Hot Wheels cars.
Oh, cool.
Were either of you fans of Hot Wheels growing up or just play a lot, just little living room brawls at all?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with Hot Wheels. I see the collectors a lot. I know there's a big collectors circuit. So here we go. As you can see here, we got all kinds of options. You can manage your collection, and I got a basement. You can actually, maybe we'll check that out later if we have time. Just make your own little Hot Wheels zone, your own little, deck it out with unlockable decals and furniture and stuff. But we're just going to jump right into multiplayer. I believe we can do local multiplayer, right? Not just quick match. Wait, one sec. Quick modes. There we go. Split screen. That's what I'm looking for. That's fine. Player two, Katie or Paul, press A on your controller. All right. Okay, we can only do two player. Gotcha. All right. Why don't you two go again? You want to make sure, I believe the controls on default are actually what you're used to. So if you want, hit the start button to ready up, or the button to the left of the X button. There you go. Boom. And pick your vehicle. I got all kinds of vehicles unlocked here from that DLC. All kinds of good ones.
Hey, kid has that toy.
Monster truck. You recognize some of these, Paul?
Yeah, it's a remote controlled truck. He broke it right away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had that.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, we have a few of these at home.
Thomas into the Hot Wheels?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Heck yeah.
Connor more so.
Connor, he's got that age where he's just like all the possibilities. Do you have the loop-de-loops then, the playsets and all that?
No, we got the one where it's supposed to launch you, but it broke after the first month. And it also wants like 8 double-D batteries, which are not cheap.
So, yeah, you can get real expensive with some of the playsets. Here, this saves you the money of buying all those playsets because the tracks on here, you'll see quickly, they'll kind of lay out the tracks in various... garages or basements, and you'll see all kinds of nice background scenery. But the tracks here have that iconic Hot Wheels playset loop-de-loops.
I'm just going through because a lot of these look familiar just to have at home.
Oh, yeah. Looney Tunes,
yep.
Street Fighter, Capcom, some F1, Masters of the Universe, Skeletor.
Yeah, they get pretty creative with them.
Katie, what did you pick? You picked the hollow back.
I think that looks cool.
Hollow back, y'all.
Got some DC, wanting the Jetsons. Yeah, all kinds of crazy cars.
All right, I'll pick one here in a second.
No way, the Scooby-Doo one.
You got the Mystery Machine.
Yeah.
Never watched. Katie's a big Scooby-Doo fan.
No, actually, I've never watched it. I'm the only person in the world that hasn't watched it, but I recognize the car.
Yeah, I think that was in the rotation for Wake Up and Game while we wait for the parents to get ready to take us to school.
Look how they have the monster trucks in there, too.
Yep, that was a downloadable one, the monster trucks.
Well, I'm going back to the beginning. Just give me a second. Oh, they even got the stats for how they ride.
Yep. So, yeah, you got various stats, speed, acceleration, handling. You'd say the controls you were able to pick up and grasp this within half a lap, right?
Yes, I was.
Would you say it's right up there with Mario Kart as easy to pick up and learn?
I like Mario Kart better because you can drift.
Well, right, yeah. You can drift in here too, but it's different.
It's different. I kept on wanting to hold it, and you can't hold it.
Yeah, you got to tap it.
Lever. Yeah, yeah, I'm not used to that. But
so, Paul or Katie, I think left or right to pick a track here.
But it's easy, though.
I think Katie has to.
Oh.
Oh, there we go.
Not
Here we go. We were racing in the basement, the pool hall in the background there. Some arcade machines.
These people are rich.
So, yeah, Paul, you didn't get a chance to do a test run earlier. The drifting here is way different than a Mario Kart. You know, Mario Kart, you just hold the brake to drift into the turns. Here, you tap it, and you got to keep tapping accordingly to keep the drift going. And then you press A button. After you get some drifts, your turbo will build up, and you press A to turbo it up. And then there's, like, turbo pads you'll see there. You play a racing game. You know how it works.
I'll figure it out.
The person in front of me, jeez.
Katie's got a big old monster truck in front of her blocking her view. Then I think it's, if you want to look behind you, I think it's like L1 or left bumper. It's a little oddball button, but there we go. Paul's on the left.
No, I'm on the left.
Katie's on the left. Paul's on the right.
What's going? Oh, I'm using the wrong control pad. How do you drift?
Left trigger. Tap, and you got to tap it.
Oh, the left trigger.
Yeah, left, or L2 if we're on PlayStation. And then you got to tap it as you go into the turn instead of
Mario
holding it.
Kart is left and right, depending on the side that you want to turn to.
Oh, right, right. I know they changed it on a few Mario Karts over the years. And if you get off the track, if you want to respawn, just hold the Y button to respawn real quick.
I'm on it, sort of.
Katie, you're on the left. Yeah, hold Y button to respawn back on. You can get... It could take a bit to find your way back on there if you miss a turn just right. It's really cool. You get on those high jumps. You can kind of steer while in the turn. There you go, Paul. I think you want to hit in the cones there. Or you're on the outside of the track.
I'm pinning Y.
Or hold Y. Hold Y. Yeah, not just tap Y. Oh, there you go. Oh, I think you jumped on into that traffic there. It's like Paul's in 12th, Katie's in 11th.
He's getting lapped, that's why.
Oh, is Paul getting lapped?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Katie's on lap 2, Paul's on lap 1. I think he just didn't have enough speed on that jump, so he fell back on the track.
I don't know, understand where I'm supposed to go on that.
You're supposed to go into the cones there, race inside the cones.
Race inside the cones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
There you go. Katie's working her way back through the traffic there in 7th place. Paul's in 12th. And then again, you guys, if you see that turbo build up, A button to blast away that turbo. But yeah, there's so many of these Hot Wheels trademarks. I don't know if you, this rings a bell from playing with your kids, Paul. The loop-de-loops, the ramps.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, you're starting to get a little better feel for that drifting now. That you,
sort of.
It takes... You never quite come to grip with it. It's trying to get the timing. And then each car has slightly different stats, too. So you could either have good grip or a lot of grip to have the more capable drifting. Keeps it different. You know, I guess not every... It's cool that a game tries to mix it up a little bit. Can't have every game drift just like Mario Kart, though. I imagine that would be desirable. But yeah, this game went on to sell a lot. It was a big surprise success out of the gate. There are so many Hot Wheels games over the years. There were a couple really good ones over the years, but there are so many that were just kind of mediocre. Let's just get a Hot Wheels game out in time for Christmas that were like bargain bin games. You've played some of them in the past, Katie?
Oh, no. Just actual, actual. Not game.
But actual Hot Wheels?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had a loop-de-loop.
Oh, yeah. You had a loop-de-loop set?
I had a loop-de-loop. See, when I'm in game mode, I don't really like talk.
Oh, it's all good.
Oh, wait. Like, usually I'm away from the microphone, so if the people can't hear me, I'm... Now you can hear me, though, because I finished. So.
Katie, did you finish ahead of Paul?
Hey, yeah, I didn't know where I was supposed to go.
By that sound, yes.
No, I think you got kind of...
I'm starting to get the hang of it, though.
Yeah, I think you hit that one ramp a little short. I think it dropped you back like half a lap, so I just think why that's... Hey, Paul, or hey, Katie, are you going to return some of that trash talk that Paul was doing to you earlier?
Yeah, where you at, bud?
Wait a second, what's that noise? That's the police coming for her. Oh, no, just kidding.
Get rocked.
Get rocked.
Well, now that I know what I'm doing, the next one I will...
Paul is guaranteeing victory for the next race.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the sequel just came out. Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged came out last October, and that's kind of like the big... I think it's doing good, but not as well as the original here. This original drew a lot of praise. So there we go.
I got the next one.
Paul's got the next one.
Using my controller.
Yep. I think if you press A there or hold A. Or Paul, press A, hold A to confirm, maybe?
Paul's in charge.
Can you hold A?
Oh, maybe it's me.
Or, yeah, there you go. A, next challenge.
Oh, is it shut up.
Or we're using
my gosh.
Katie's grabbing the wrong controller.
No way. I was like, why isn't it working? Oh, the light's off. Ooh, wrong controller. I like this car.
Katie found a car she liked. There you go. Keep a keen eye on the stats. Make sure you got some good stats, some good speed, some good acceleration. Katie likes hers. Katie, what place did you get?
First place.
Yo. Oh, I love it. All right, Paul's got it. Maybe press left or right, Katie, for a different track. Mix it up.
Oh.
Got a dragon.
Can we do this one?
Go. You got.
We're doing this one.
Katie's saying dragon.
Sure, come on. Bring it.
Bring it, yo. You may have to hold A.
Dude, that's cool.
No, it said you had to buy it.
What?
Oh, wait.
Did I buy it?
Wait, no. It says T-Rex in the living room. I think.
It said buy. Is this you have to pay money for?
I don't. It's loading. You must have started. Okay. Yeah.
You must have bought it.
What? Katie, there's a $8 charge on my credit card. No, I'm sure it would have prompted me something with the actual credit card prompt and all that fun stuff. But here we go. T-Rex in the living room. Got an obstacle. I know I was playing a track earlier this week where it was they had a spider shooting spider webs at cars as a fun little obstacle. So it's nice to see some of these fantastical elements on the track. Reminds me of Hydro Thunder, how they mix some bosses in there to mess with you a little bit. So Katie, you're on the left still, right?
Yep.
It looks like this is a point-to-point race, not a lap race. So you got the completion percentage in the upper corner of your screen there. So it looks like a 17% mark.
This is cool.
Katie's liking the loop-de-loops here.
Uh-huh.
Five-star recommendation from Katie. Yeah. So it looks like you're at about the 25% completion already. Already cruising through this.
He's in first.
No laps. Katie is in second. Paul's in first.
Those puddles are annoying.
Got some obstacles. Got to have some obstacles in the game. Can't just all be fun and rainbows. There's no weapons. Do you guys think this could use some weapons like in Mario Kart? Some pickups you want to cast? Or are you feeling like you should be shooting some shells and banana peels at one another?
No!
Ooh, Katie got a...
Oh, I'm on the...
Went off track. Missed the checkpoint. There you go. Easy fix. Respawn away.
Yeah, except now I lost all my position.
Katie had to do the same. She's in ninth place, working her way back up. Paul's coming up the back of the pack there in 12th. I don't know why I'm still giving you an option to respawn. Paul's not a happy camper. I don't know why it's still saying respawn. You're right there.
What, am I going backward?
No, you got the pack coming up. I'm sure... Well, let's say you're in 11th once you pass them.
What does it say respawn? Is he going? No, you're not going back.
Did you maybe go too far outside of a turn to where it's saying you cut too much of the track?
Am I passing anybody?
Well, you haven't passed anyone yet. You're still kind of behind them.
I've been passing all kinds of people.
Okay, yeah, now you're. Yeah, it's still. Oh, wait, it's saying you're in 8th now. Yeah. I don't know why. That must just be a glitch why it's saying it's still giving you the option to respawn.
I was in front of them.
Katie, you're in 11th now. Paul passed you. Did you see Paul go by you in his little...
No.
Okay, it's saying you're in last now. So Paul kind of sneaking out ahead there towards the end. Katie.
I don't get how that even happened.
Last place.
That was...
Paul, you got what? 9th, I think? 8th?
Third.
What?
Yep.
Holy crap. All right. Well, let's say we do one more here, and then we will wrap it up. You want to go again, Paul? Best of three, you and Katie there?
Sure.
No. Tied. We're good.
Tied? Yeah. Okay, me and Paul will do one here to wrap it up.
Yeah, you and Paul doing.
All right. Okay, we'll have to give us some interesting commentary here. All right, Paul, what's a crazy track here?
Keep going.
These are awesome.
Holy crap.
Yep, no, go back to that one.
This one?
Yep.
All right, there we go. I think, I got enough currency to buy it. There we go. Boom. Yeah, you unlocked currency here to unlock other tracks and cars in here. You know, you got to buy it. Unlocks. Holy crap. Look at the verticality of this level.
Click A.
This game is kind of cool.
I like it.
Yeah, this is maybe a little bit of get the use of the turning and all that a little bit, but I played probably about an hour earlier this week, and by like the last half hour, I was just having a blast. And then you got the same turbo boost start. I think if you hold A right before 2 pops up, that gives you the little turbo start.
How did you come across this game again?
I remember it was getting a lot of buzz when it first came out in 2021, and then I waited for, you know, I added it to the wish list, and I waited for a sale in the Game of the Year edition with all the DLC was out, and I think eventually got it super cheap on the Xbox digital store for, like, I think if you go on the Xbox digital store, you could probably just find the disc on eBay for probably well under $20, probably. The game's, since it's been out for a couple of years and the sequel's out now, they probably want everyone playing the sequel, but... I say, yeah, digital marketplace, probably get it with all the DLC for $20-$30 on a sale, and that's what I would do.
Cool.
Because there's a nice in-depth single-player mode called, I think, City Rumble. I've been playing that this past week. I did probably like 15, 20 races in that. Just races and time trials, just kind of work your way through the tracks, unlock everything, gives you a little nice, like, Mario Brothers type overworld map. So
get him.
Looks like it's just me and Paul here at the top.
Down second. Please, Wendy.
Oh, no.
Dale
failed.
No!
Oh, Paul.
You both
yes!
did. Yes.
Yes.
That was interesting.
Girl.
So lucky. Now. Right. From first to second to eighth and 12th.
Eighth and 12th. All right. Ahead of Paul. That's what counts. Or not anymore.
Spoke too soon.
Oh, no. I'm still ahead of Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool. There's no rails on this level. It's a little trickier.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can fall off. Who is that? Oh, we have a...
Is that Monty?
Yeah, it is.
Monty! Monty!
Monty's going to be like, hey, D. Are you...
Cheating. Monty, you a fan of Hot Wheels?
Say yes. Or not.
Wheels away!
Wow, I haven't heard that in a long time. I
you
forgot
remember that?
About that.
That was a slogan.
Yeah. But seventh and eighth here.
Seventh and eighth. Oh, there we go. There's a nice drift.
It's like last year then, huh?
Huh?
Seventh and eighth grade.
Oh, yeah, I was in eighth grade last year.
No. Seventh grade for... What if you were... What would you tell your seventh grade self nowadays if you were to redo seventh grade again? I hated middle school.
Don't pursue psychology.
Don't pursue psychology.
Don't be interested in it.
Oh, gosh. I'd probably say get into a fight. Get into a fight. That's what I would do to my seventh grade self.
Do at least one bad thing.
Yeah, get into a fight.
I've only ever had one below-the-line slip in my life.
What's that?
I threw a milk carton in kindergarten.
Oh, and you loved it.
As a kid. And that's the only bad thing I've ever done. I haven't gotten to...
No! Only bad thing you've ever done.
I got beat up by all the bullies. Oh, my God, in middle school. High school is way better. I loved high school, but middle school, you know, everyone's still figuring themselves out.
Oh, come on!
Out.
Bullshit!
Anyway, you got... Oh, no.
But everyone was still figuring themselves out.
It's the same damn corner, too.
Oh, gosh. I was a dweeb. Oh, gosh. I got my... people dump books all the time in middle school, Katie. That was the big thing people did in my middle school years, dump people's books.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I was a victim. People were probably like, get the Dale. I was in one yearbook photo in seventh grade outside of like the standard class yearbook photo for everyone. There was like a random collage of yearbook, just random people just posing for photos.
Yeah.
I don't remember someone taking my photo, but the caption, I remember to this day, I still have the yearbook, my seventh grade yearbook. It says, Dale Coolis braves the halls. Probably because he's getting ready for to have his books dumped. You know. Oh my gosh.
Hey, Mon, you remember when we played and I beat you?
I think you're
that climbing game
exercising is what you're doing.
Monty, glad to have him. He's here doing some prep work for Fork Sports Highway. How's Monty today?
Tired.
Long week?
Yeah, it's been a long week. Not getting a lot of sleep.
Oh, no. Hey.
Staying up too late.
Hey, it's all about getting a system, a time down. Getting a system down. Getting that sleep pattern down.
I've been staying up late watching NBA.
Oh, there's been so many good games. The T-Wolves, Monty. Oh, that buzzer beater did not go their way. Anthony Edwards, you thought would have been money.
Only person in my family that loves basketball is my grandpa on my dad's side. Timberwolves, never misses a game. I think he likes basketball more than football, which is...
And there we go. Yep.
Paul is not a happy camper. This is quite the challenging track from the last couple we played, huh?
This is long.
We're on the last lap. Oh, dude, God. I think that was a... Respawn. I was doing so good.
Paul's on the right, Dale left.
Oh, gosh. Almost fell again.
God damn it! The same goddamn corner!
Paul happened to Paul, too. Yes.
You were dragging so long. You were pushing so long.
Ugh. Okay, last lap. Here's what it comes down to with all the oh, God. I was doing so good. It was like I'm first going to this last lap.
He's gonna he just passed you.
Did he? Oh, gosh. Gotta pass Paul. Sucks to suck.
Oh, yeah, I think. Yeah, do turbo.
It's evil log. Screw you, cars.
Got you.
Come on, finish is coming up. Let's have a good podium finish. Yes!
Number one bullshit.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, gosh. What did I get? Fourth? Third? Third place, yes, in the podium. Number Paul? One. Hey, not last. Penultimate. 11th place, yes! Oh, gosh. Oh.
Consolation prize for that?
Yes.
For that?
Oh, gosh. That is Hot Wheels Unleashed. What a last race to wind it up on here. Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. Oh, and we got a special guest joining us in the studio here. Actually, I want to hear what he has to say. He's going to give us a nice preview of Fork Sports Highway. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to one last sponsor of the show, the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Go ahead and make them your next dinner and a movie destination. They're both located in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. Now you can either dine inside the movie memorabilia packed restaurant, the Shire, as you can see in the video behind me, all kinds of awesome Predator memorabilia and awesome chairs to sit in, like you're the director. Or you can take your meal to go to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions, we have Arthur the King, Cabrini, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Ordinary Angels. If you want the complete online listings, go to their website, rivercinema15.com. They find out all the showtimes, or make sure to check out all their awesome specials. Tuesday is $5 movies all day long, and senior matinee specials for $5.50 every Wednesday and Thursday. As you can see in the video behind me, River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions, and they now serve adult beverages, and it's family-owned and operated. So check them out, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. All right, we are back in studio here, and we're going to wind it down with our couple of last segments, and this will be a great way. Well, first out, what's up, Monty?
Hey. Kyle.
Hey, there
just
he is.
Just getting a few notes together for a show tonight.
Gosh, big sports show today.
Yeah, basketball everywhere.
At
hockey, too.
Uindy
also.
Hockey, big playoff game later today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Uindy playing at 4, pretty much. We're going to be watching Uindy hockey right after this wraps up.
That's the...
Omaha.
Yeah. That Omaha, didn't they get swept by Omaha last weekend?
Two weekends ago. Yeah. Well, they play at 4. That's such an early time.
Yeah. I saw it was between Omaha and Colorado College. Yeah. And I think Omaha wasn't favored to win. I don't know. I thought Colorado was going to win.
That's who Colorado played last week was Omaha?
Yeah, and Colorado lost because Omaha beat them. So yeah, I think Colorado was done.
I would have thought Colorado was they had a better second half of the season.
Yeah.
And didn't they leapfrog Denver even for a little bit in the conference? But
seeding where they were
Omaha is a desperate team, though. Like when they played UND 2 weekends ago, that was a desperate team. They needed to have the sweep, and I think they got to win the tournament to get into the NCAA tournament.
Monty, it's so great that we're able to have you on here, have you come on here towards the end. I know we're talking about trying to get you back on a full future episode of Pixel Pros here soon.
Joe Montana football.
I sent Monty some awesome pictures yesterday. I'm like, Monty, guess what I dug out? I got the complete lineup of Joe Montana Sega Genesis football games because I remember that's what you said were some of your older favorites.
Yeah, well, that's what I used to play with Landon, and I want to be matched up against Katie.
This
would be the rematch.
Oh, from that Frogger game that I kicked your...
In Frogger?
Crazy Climber.
In Crazy Climber?
Oh, that's what it was called, yeah.
Both games you played on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just us three, I think.
Yeah, just us three. Yeah, I think Paul was out of town. Yeah. Paul was on his big trip last year. So Monty did some old school gaming with us, and that was a fun episode, actually. We did some old school gaming, but we can, you know, I actually... Mahoney, I had an idea. I was going to propose this to you. We could, some combination of us face off. Maybe we could just do a quarter or a half of football. We don't have to play a whole game. We could call it the, we can call it the inaugural GFBS Bowl.
Sure.
Joe Montana Football Challenge on the Sega Genesis on Midwest Super Pixel Pros. Think you'd be up for that in 2 weeks from today?
Oh, I think so.
All right. We'll be in touch as we get a little closer in there.
Well, I think the days are going to start getting shorter for the deliveries, too. So.
Awesome. Well, hey, let's plug some shows while we're at it here. Monty, why don't, if people tell them all about Fork Sports Highway, what, how, when and where they can tune in, all about it.
Alexa, turn on guest one.
When and where?
So you can find it right here on GFBS, on all GFBS, the GFBS yeah, social medias.
Basically every social media site under the sun, I think.
I believe you.
I don't think we're banned from anywhere, are we?
Not but, yet.
But Thursday.
Raven might get us banned.
Oh, gosh.
Some of her comments in the last couple of weeks have been right there.
Oh, but, don't know what you're talking about, Monty.
No, the NBA is really heating up, though.
March Madness?
Because that kicked off the tournament today.
First four just started yesterday, I believe.
The playing guys?
Yep.
Yeah, and then I did listen to some of the games on the radio today, but I've been deep into the NBA because my Knicks have been having a nice season, and they've struggled for so many years, almost 20 years of futility after the Patrick Ewing era. And they have all their big guys are injured. They're playing like with...
Timberwolves can relate, too.
and so the Knicks are starting like four guards.
So yeah,
and one big guy, and they're still playing better. They're playing defense. They're the only team in the NBA that plays defense. They held three opponents in a row under 80 points.
Monty, if that's getting you wired up, I have some great topics for you for tonight's for your next show here. That will. I was cluing Paul in earlier. That
defense
will,
is a thing in the NBA
the,
now.
Just the New York Knicks and Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. Okay. Oh God.
They're the only team. The rest of them, and because they're playing with such a short step. Lineup roster, they have to play defense. And
God, next thing you're going to tell me is somebody's going to get called for traveling.
Well, oh,
that's
gosh.
That's coming.
That's next. Watch out.
New York played the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco on Monday night and beat them. And Deuce McBride, third-year guard out of Virginia, clamped down Steph Curry. And he had a 29-point game himself, his career high as an NBA player.
As long as he doesn't try to play defense like one Mr. Collins on Anthony Edwards, right?
Well, Anthony Edwards has been throwing. That wasn't the only monster dunk.
Oh, my God, what a dunk. I got a photo for you guys to show later.
Dislocated his finger doing it, too.
That was just a small taste of some of the five-star sports analysis you can hear from Monty. Every first premiering live every Thursday night, 6:30?
6:30, yeah.
Yeah, you, Supersonics.
The legend will be here, Bill Deutsch.
Legend Bill Deutsch.
I was with him last night. And of course, Supersonic always calls in. He's
Supersonic Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Raven.
West Coast connection. And then Raven, if she's not riding horse. Or
tell her to bring a
Tucker.
Friend.
Well, wait, did I say that?
Tell her to bring a friend that's not a dude.
Oh my God.
Like I was telling her.
Call the police, Paul. Paul. Well, the banners are on their way.
Did you hear me tell her I didn't think she had any friends?
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
She used to have one named Katie, but I don't know.
She
disappeared.
Now.
She went back to college, and she's too good for us.
No. Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
She goes to the races, though, so I'll see her there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or Indy Hockey. Yes.
Yeah.
But...
All right, back to
but yeah, check out.
Dale is losing it. He's like, gone.
But yeah, Fork Sports Highway, check it out every Thursday night at 6:30 or anytime, anywhere on demand by searching GFBS on your favorite podcast or social media apps. And yeah. And if you missed it, check out our four-year anniversary roundtable special with a bunch of the GFBS hosts last Friday. That was a hoot. So many people came on. It was great. Just way to check out a small taste of all the many GFBS shows. Let's wrap it up with some quick takes. What you guys been playing or have stuff going on this coming weekend or just other random anecdotes. Katie, why don't we see what's going on with Katie here in recent days.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Fortnite.
You said you were discovering all about Fortnite seasons.
Yeah, they go by seasons and there's new islands.
New levels, new weapons.
Yeah, I think there's new weapons. They took away one weapon. But
you just swap them out or so? Or
I think so. Yeah, but they added new lands, which is interesting. I'm getting better at it. I get like 2 kills per...
You're not hiding out now?
No, I'm not. I'm actually going out in the open because I can actually aim and I got the sensitivity right.
contributing good to your team. What are you playing, quads then? Trios?
Trio, actually. Mm-hmm. Me and then two other people. Associates? Yeah. I don't know. Parties? I don't know.
Yeah. Colleagues, yo.
Colleagues, that's the word. It's pretty fun. And then I got the headset, so we all just give each other crap. Well,
it's a good thing it would be you and three other people. And it wouldn't be a trio.
Be a quad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to get out of here.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, okay. It's a...
redundant much.
There's three of us. Me and two other people. Okay.
Yep. Oh, gosh. So Katie's,
or two other people and you.
So...
The grammar here. Are you the grammar police all of a sudden?
Paul has downloaded Grammarly app in his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
So what else has been happening for Katie lately?
I like that Hot Wheels game. That was fun. School, and then possibly it is snowing right now. Probably.
Is this? Oh, my gosh.
I think it's snowing right now.
That's right. The big storm they forecasted for this weekend. Oh, gosh. It's going to suck. Go out all this shoveling and all this right after here.
Mm-hmm. Was it snowing when I came in?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's Friday today.
Well, yeah. All see there in the chat. We see there in the chat room there. People in the users there. They're saying, yeah, ton of snow out there on the ground right now. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hope I can get home.
Oh, boy, yeah. You're clever.
UND hockey plays in.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to catch a hockey game right after this.
Less than 2 hours. Yep.
Yeah.
Within an hour, actually, we got to catch that hockey.
Good stuff.
Yes. What else has been cracking, Katie? Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Mr. Paul.
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on the snow. Because I don't want to shovel it, but at the same time, I also don't want to leave town if I have to. So, that Hot Wheels game, I could see playing that for a while and getting good at it and knowing the tracks, that it could be really fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I do think that they should introduce weapons, though.
Yeah. Maybe the sequel added that.
Yeah.
Add like a banana.
They kind of have some obstacles. You got your little race slicks.
Maybe not even like weapons, but like tricks. Yeah. You know, like so you could do like a you jump and flip over somebody.
I was trying to do that my first time playing, like because you get a lot of big air. It's like, oh, you got to like do like rotations in the air or like a little like spin or something.
I didn't like the floating aspect of it though. Like you know when you're hitting the jumps, there should be more. Like downward motion, and it shouldn't feel like you're just like floating through the air and then just softly landing on, you know, the track. It should be a little bit more aggressive
like
when it comes
Dukes
to that
kind of thing.
I mean, you know, if you launch a Hot Wheel off of a ramp and it doesn't hit where it's supposed to, that thing's...
It's gone.
it's a violent act.
Yeah, it's going to meet a quick demise.
If you launch a car over an approach, it comes down like that, too. It doesn't float.
Yeah, exactly. So,
have you seen the movie Road Trip? They think they're going to make the big epic jump over the galley, and they're like, yeah, we may, but then the car just falls apart. Oh, gosh.
And then, it was really cool playing... what was the game again? You got me messed up with the
Top Racer.
Formerly known as
Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Yeah.
It was fun playing Top Gear again because, like I said, I mean, I put hours into that game.
Blast from the
when
past.
When I was a teenager.
I think this has probably been the episode where I had a chance to spend a lot of time with both games significantly before the show than I usually do. Usually it's like, all right, 5 minutes, it works. All right, game works, it's fine. Here I probably got a chance to put about an hour and a half in with both games. So
Top Gear, I mean, one of the things that was so fun about it is I would go over to my buddy John's place and we'd play it because you can do, you know, the split screen, but you can also do that in campaign mode, I'm pretty sure. And
like a Mario Kart Grand Prix.
Yeah, and... the two of us just trying to always take first, you know, just having that competition like that was what was so fun about it.
Yes, I can relate to that through Mario Kart Grand Prix. Let's unlock everyone. Let's go through all the tracks.
Only that, but I'm pretty sure, you know, if I'm not mistaken, but you know, because you get to build up that money and you get to upgrade your engine and all that kind of stuff. Well, the two of you are competing through the campaign, so if one of you wins, you're going to get, you know, the...
Better upgrades faster.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Bragging rights over the better car. Yep. Oh, just like in real life, right? No. Yep. Anything else, Paul?
Oh, no, that's your dude.
Monty, any quick takes for you lately?
Well, I've been off the snuff for a couple days, so I'm a little surly.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm a little tired, too. So
you got this, Monty. You got this.
So yesterday and today, so, yeah.
Getting amped for some March Madness, right?
Well.
Be watching a bunch of sports this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be basketball, with a little bit of hockey involved.
Did they just, like, run out?
Well, that was kind of the thing. You're astute, man. Okay. I typically would do, like, the original flavor, and then they were out of that. And it comes from overseas, too, so it takes them forever to get shipments in. Then I went to clove. They're out of that.
Oh, there's just a shortage going on.
And then I went to the lavender. I didn't want to, but that's what they had. And then the last one they had left in the store was lemon.
Oh,
I got
God.
Kind of where I enjoyed that one. I had, I don't know, 10, 15 cans of it. And now that's all gone, too. And I go in there, and all they have is a smaller variety, and it's a smoker's blend. Which is really nasty stuff.
Monty's giving us the 101 here.
So, I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Monty filling us in on the
Monty created a snuff shortage.
Monty, you should have bought in bulk. Oh my gosh, Monty.
I told him at the tobacco point. Store that I'm going to just have to give this up if you guys can't get it in here.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Monty, you going to be watching more men's or women's college hoops this weekend? Caitlin Clark watch?
I'm sure it'll be more men's. But I will watch some of that. Did they have an at-large bid then? Her team, Iowa, because they didn't win their postseason tournament, did they? They got beat, didn't they?
I need to catch up on that one.
I thought they got knocked out.
In their conference? I saw they were. Yeah, they were playing. I saw they got seeded number one for their part of the March Madness.
No, I did watch the night they got beat. They were down pretty much the whole game.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. We'll have to. People got to catch up on yesterday's Fork Sports Highway to get the refresh there.
Yeah, no, we'll get it in there. Yeah, yesterday's.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep,
yesterday. Oh, gosh. Anything else going on lately, Monty?
No, that's about it.
All right. I guess for myself, I mean, I've been playing a ton of this Top Racer Collection and Hot Wheels Unleashed this week. Also busted out an old school shooting game. Paul, I think me and you once played Raiden on the Switch. Well, I've been playing a bunch of Raiden 2 this past week. Oh, my gosh. Good old school shooting. Just blast the crap out of everything. Love it. Also, got the Steam Deck all good to go. People like the Switch. It's like the Switch for your PC. It's called the Steam Deck because you use Steam on it. But you can play it in handheld mode. It's like a handheld computer. It's freaking great. I should have brought it in the studio with me now that I think about it. It took me forever to get it set up and play. But I got all my Steam games are on there. And it's freaking awesome. It's, yeah. Pretty much imagine your Switch, but a PC. And it's awesome. I was playing a lot of Top Racer Collection on it. And I tested out a couple other games to see how well they worked.
How much does one of those run?
A lot. I saved a lot of stuff. I put money aside for it for a while, and then I just have been like, I need to set this up. It's probably going to take a long time to set up like a gaming PC. But no, it was actually just log into your Steam account, pick what games you want to download. I'm like, I should have done this many months earlier. But yeah, Steam Deck is awesome. I'll bring it in here in the studio here one of the next times I'm in here. But otherwise, I'm going to catch UND hockey right after this. I'm going to do a ton of preseason race prep for the year this weekend. Got that fun. Help the family fix some stuff this weekend, too. That's on the agenda. So, yeah, going to be a busy bee weekend. But unless you guys got anything else, probably ready to wrap this sucker up. Anybody? Beeler?
No games you played since this is a game show? Nothing?
Monty?
No, you've watched games. That's right.
You'll be playing some Joe Montana football with us in 2 weeks, possibly?
Possibly.
All right.
Tempest was my...
Yeah. Oh, I got... Monty, I got Tempest. All right. Well, with that, we will wrap things up. Want to give many thanks again to today's sponsors, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill, EyeSight Drone Services, and Albatross Indoor Golf Club. Many thanks to special surprise guest Monty Stensland. Catch him every Thursday night on Fork Sports Highway on GFBS. Many thanks to Paul.
See you later.
Many thanks to illustrious producer Katie.
Wow, that's a new one. I've never heard that word in my life. Illustrious.
I got adjectives for days, yo.
Yeah, it's a new one.
And a very hearty, hearty thank you to all of you for tuning in and having us part of your Friday. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, follow Grand Forks Best Source on all the social media and podcast platforms. Help support us by going to the gfbestsource.com website. Hit that donate link on the top of the website. We appreciate it. We will see you all in 2 weeks with possibly Monty here for the inaugural GFBS Bowl. We shall see for a gridiron challenge for the ages. Until then, thank you and have a great weekend. Goodbye, yo.